The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game at SAP Center in front of a crowd of 14,152. On this 3rd of April, 2025. Final score, the Edmonton Oilers 3, the San Jose Sharks 2 in regulation, and here is how it happened. In the first period, the Oilers got going, and they used their legs to spring people for opportunities, including one that turned into a breakaway chance for Connor Brown. Now here's Jeff Skinner, back for Connor Brown, splits through the defense, gets by Carlson, breakaway shoots, score! Connor Brown getting that puck, and the seas parted for him right in the middle of the ice. He got by Lucas Carlson, and then there was nobody between him and Romanov, and he dinked just a little bit and put it up top on the glove side, and it's 1-0 Oilers. Puck was in the back of the net, and it was the 9th goal of the season for Connor Brown from Jeff Skinner and Jake Walman, and it was 1-0 Edmonton at 6:22 of the first period. Nice play by Jeff Skinner to get that puck ahead. Just used his vision to find Brown breaking down the wing.
Yeah, delay through the neutral zone a little bit. Connor Brown came off of the bench, and he really just burst through the middle there, and Skinner hit him right in stride, and he's able to split the D and find that goal.
Okay, so 1-0 in favor of Edmonton at 6:22 of the first period, but it didn't last long. Jack Thompson, we noticed, was sending the puck toward the net right away and seemed to be on his game early. In fact, a play from center ice, he got the puck on his stick and all he did was throw it right to the net, and it was stopped by Pickard, and maybe that was a clue as to what would happen at 8:10 when he got the puck again on his stick a little bit closer in. Held in by Ferraro, threw it toward the net. Here's Thompson shoots, and he scores! A centering feed, Wenberg to Thompson. He had crept in from the point position and was at the right circle and put that top corner. What a great play by Jack Thompson, who's off to a rousing start tonight, and the Sharks have tied the game 1-1. Great one by Jack Thompson, his 4th goal of this season. Alex Wenberg did a really good job to control that behind the net, got one assist, and Mario Ferraro the other. First of 2 assists on the night for Mario.
Yeah, I thought Mario and Jack Thompson both played great games, and you know, shooting from the puck, making a lot of plays at the blue line, and Wenberg so good with the puck. He created a lot of zone time, held onto the puck, and made a beauty pass there.
And so it was 1-1 at the end of the first period, but the Sharks would take a penalty. Colin Graf, an interference call at 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Edmonton's got a pretty powerful power play, and even without the services of Connor McDavid and Matthias Ekholm tonight, they still had Leon Draisaitl on the ice at this point in the game, and he would make the play, and it would be Victor Arvidsson, 13 seconds after the power play started, who would finish it. Off the draw, Draisaitl gets it back. Nugent Hopkins flips Bouchard. Now to Draisaitl to the slot, and they score! Arvidsson, tic-tac-toe. Bouchard, Draisaitl, Arvidsson finishing it off. It is 2-1 Edmonton, a power play goal as quickly as that. It was a thing of beauty. You can't say anything else but the highest of compliments to the way they handled the puck, moved it around so quickly, especially the end when Arvidsson got that shot off so quickly.
Yeah, no, again, quick puck movement, seam pass, quick pop to the middle bumper guy, and he was, and Arvidsson just unleashed that shot, no chance for Georgiev.
And so the 2-minute power play only took 13 seconds. Power play goal by Arvidsson, his 13th, from Draisaitl and Bouchard at 2:59 of the second. Oilers 2, Sharks 1. Here we go again. But the Sharks would fight hard, they would fight hard, and they would tie the game at 8:48. Smith goes to Celebrini. He moves down the right side, cross the line, lead pass Ferraro, in front, Toffoli, shoots, score! A spectacular goal by Tyler Toffoli. The San Jose Sharks have tied the game 2-2 with 11:12 to go in the second. Just a gorgeous goal by Toffoli. Nice puck work by Celebrini and Ferraro. Macklin kind of delaying for a second, holding onto it, making the play, and Ferraro's pass was a beauty. Right on the tape, it was an easy one-timer for Toffoli to snap it in.
Yeah, backhand pass, almost a no-look, and he right on the tape of Toffoli, who makes no mistake.
Goal number 28 for Tyler Toffoli from Ferraro and Celebrini at 8:48 of the second period. That tied the game 2-2. And then the Oilers would push, and they would push hard. But Georgi Romanov, who was playing in goal tonight, was there with a glove. Coming back down the left, Brown for Edmonton. Gains the zone. Throws in front. Blocked by Liljegren. Kulak gets it. Throws it toward the net. The great glove saved by the goaltender, Romanov, and he hangs on. Nice save there. That wasn't the only great save that he made. Romanov faced a total of 38 shots and stopped 35. And this was a markedly different performance than the one in Los Angeles when he allowed 8 goals.
Yeah, he was strong. He was moving well. He made a couple of really nice saves, and it was a strong effort by him tonight.
So, at that point, it was still 2-2. But Jeff Skinner, I don't know what it is about him, but he always seems to make big plays against the San Jose Sharks. And that goes back to his days in Carolina and in Buffalo. Wherever he seems to play, whenever he seems to put a sweater on, whenever he sees Sharks hockey, somehow it's in the back of the net. And as it turned out, at 14:57 of the second period, he would get the game winner. But Edmonton's going to keep it in. Bouchard sends it toward the net. Score! That was tipped in front on its way in. And I think that Skinner might have tipped it, but maybe somebody else out there might have been Janmark, too. They were both out in front of the net. A face-off win for Edmonton gives them a 3-2 lead, and that was a strange-looking goal. I think it's going to be Skinner right in front of the net. It was Skinner's goal that proved to be the game-winning tally. Skinner, his 15th of a season from Evan Bouchard and Matthias Janmark at 14:57 of the second period. And again, what was the key part of that play-by-play call? Edmonton won the face-off. Tonight, Edmonton won 59% of the draw. Sharks won a couple of ones late when they had the extra skater on, but that was a major factor in the game, as we thought in our warm-up show.
Yeah, huge factor of the game. You know, Edmonton's strong in the face-off circle, even with Draisaitl not in there. Henrique had a big game. And again, it just allows you to get possession. It allows you to control the pace of the game, and it showed you right there, and it led to a goal.
By the time that Skinner scored that winner, Leon Draisaitl was back in the Edmonton dressing room, and he was listed as doubtful to return, and he did not return. And so Edmonton had 11 forwards, but their 11 forwards are pretty strong, even if they don't have McDavid and Draisaitl in there. And with the score 3-2 Edmonton, they went into a defensive mode, and I don't mean defensive shell. They were aggressive, but they defended well whenever the Sharks tried to do something. In fact, Edmonton outshot the Sharks 10-7 in the third period, so totals for the game were 38-29 in favor of the Oilers. But Georgi Romanov was there to keep the Sharks in it to a chance to tie it up. And here's a big save that he made in an order rush a little more than halfway through the third period. And here's Toffoli. Lead pass, Will Smith. Across the line, he will turn. He will slip it back for Celebrini, but it bounced on him. Otherwise, it would have been a great chance. Instead, the Oilers back the other way. Moving in, Arvidsson twist to Nugent Hopkins to the slot. Uh-oh, what a great kick save off of Stetcher, made there by Romanov. Just a reaction play by the Sharks goaltender. Remember that one? That could be a huge one tonight. Well, it was a huge one regardless of the final score because it kept San Jose in the game and allowed them to pull their goaltender Romanov for the extra attacker. And then in the final minute, oh man, so close, but a big save by Calvin Pickard. Now it's Lund at the near side trying to get control. Oilers can't clear as Grundstrom keeps in, feeds it in front, and now the shot, what a save by Pickard. Oh, that was amazing, a chance right there. Another drive, this one Carlson taking it, and it was knocked aside. That first chance was taken by Colin Graf, and that was a tremendous save by Pickard. The second one by Carlson didn't go quite as dangerously toward the net, but Pickard was able to stop it, and now we've got a big scrum of players back behind the Edmonton net with the linesman getting involved. The linesman broke it all up, and what a chance for Colin Graf. That would have really sent the crowd into hysterics tonight.
Yeah, what a feed by Wennberg. He found the puck in front, and he just laid it off to the side. And Graf, again, Pickard had a great push, got his body across, and was able to make that save.
And that's where it ended. Final score, Edmonton 3, the San Jose Sharks 2. With the extra attacker on, the Sharks tried for one more big scoring chance like that, but unfortunately, it stayed out on the perimeter, and it did not happen, and the clock ran out of time. San Jose dropping back to 20-45-10. They have 50 points. This is a huge win for Edmonton. First of all, 20th win of Calvin Pickard's season. That's a career high for him. But the Oilers have won 21 games on the road this year. They're 44-26-5, and they have 93 points. And they keep pace with the LA Kings, who are just ahead of them in the standings. Los Angeles beat Utah today, and so the Kings stay 2 points ahead of Edmonton at the conclusion of tonight's action in that race for home ice and second place in the Pacific Division. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. Final score, Edmonton 3, the Sharks 2. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.